Our species, Homo sapiens, emerged in Africa around 200,000 years ago, before conquering the rest of the globe. Researchers digging up a cave in southern China have discovered an important relic, 47 teeth that look very much like those of people alive today. But at 100,000 years old, the teeth could force researchers to reconsider when and how humans colonised the world. Reporter Ewan Calloway travelled to University College London to speak with team member and tooth expert Maria Martinon Torres, who saw the chompers on a recent visit to China.
So last October, in one of our usual visits to China, we have the possibility to see at the lab the Daoxian teeth. These fossils have been found inside a cave. It's about 47 human teeth that have been found together with a large sample of mammal fossils.
What did you, as a tooth specialist, what did you think when you saw these teeth?
Well, we saw these teeth and it was very clear that they belong to Homo sapiens. And that is important because not always the taxonomical attribution, which species fossils belong to, is clear. In this case, for us, it was very clear that they were Homo sapiens and that they were very similar to modern human populations.
You've got some pictures of the teeth right there. Could you explain to me what makes them so clearly the teeth of Homo sapiens and not, say, a Neanderthal?
Well, I can show you when we look at the Daoxian teeth first time, we really found they're very small. But it's not only about the size. In this case, also, the morphology is very simple. You can see it in both the crown and the root. The root tends to be very thin, very simple, narrows towards the end. There is no any complication. And particularly the crowns, I tend to say that Homo sapiens are quite boring. They don't really have anything like baroque or expressive. You know, they tend to be very simple. They don't have this suit of things that we tend to love to find on teeth, at least personally, but in this case, they are very simple.
So boring modern human teeth with what I understand is a very not boring age. Tell us about the age of these teeth.
They really look modern, but they are very old. And they are very old, also particularly we take into account they have been found in China. These teeth have a range of age between 80 to 120,000 years. And that is very early for the time being or for the place we are talking about or what was expected to be found at that time in China.
What does the really old age of these teeth tell you about human evolution?
Let's say that the classic hypothesis or the model that was most generally accepted by everybody is that modern humans left Africa only 50,000 years ago. In this case, we're saying that indeed sapiens is out of Africa much earlier. So that really has many different implications. Suddenly we have they left earlier, they're really expanding through an area we thought they were not before. And we are interested now in understand what does this mean? What's the origin of these populations and what is also the fate? Did they vanish, disappear? Can be their ancestors of later and actual populations that enter Europe, for example. So now I would say that the Daoxian samples are like the starting point now for a very interesting debate and hypothesis to test. We know that modern humans are really out of Africa. Some people are really now have to reconsider models. Maybe there is not only one out of Africa. There are several out of Africa. So the hominids may have been really leaving Africa in different movements and migrations. And also we have to understand what happened in Asia. These populations, did they really evolve also for a while outside Africa? So I think there is a lot of new questions that now we need to try to answer to whether with other type of evidence like genetic molecular evidence and of course keep finding more fossils.
So you've got modern humans in China 100,000 years ago or so. But based on what I know, modern humans don't get to Europe until 45, 50,000 years ago. Why is that?
Well, I think this is an open question. Indeed, as you say, if Homo sapiens was able of expanding through Asia like about 100,000 years, why is it that modern humans that were already at the gates of Europe, they didn't really get into Europe? The classic idea is that really sapiens enters in Europe about 50,000 years and they really take over the Neanderthal Empire. However, we think that maybe they did not really enter Europe, indeed because Neanderthals were there. And Neanderthals were a sort of ecological barrier and Europe was such a small place for the two of them. So maybe Homo sapiens could not really enter Europe until indeed Neanderthals were already on their decline.
A lot of the really exciting discoveries are happening in Asia. You know, we had the hobbits, those little kind of dwarf people from an Indonesian island 10 years ago. A few years ago, we had the Denisovans, these mysterious creatures from a cave in Siberia. And now you've got modern humans living 100,000 years ago in China. Should we expect a lot more surprises coming out of Asia?
Yeah, definitely. I think that Asia is the unknown land. The samples are amazing. They are wide, very variable. And I think in the next years, we're going to have surprises because indeed, they have a lot to say, not only about Asian story, but about the main stories we have been talking about human evolution.
That was Maria Martinon-Torres speaking with reporter Ewan Calloway.